In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But look at verse number 14. Verse number 14. And the Word was made flesh, or the Word took flesh, or the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Excuse me, dwelt on earth with human beings. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the question this morning is this: why did the Word of God become flesh? Why? The reason is simple, because he wants to take blood. For flesh has no life except by the blood in it. Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the souls. So he required the blood so that he can make atonement for us. And that atonement is a reconciliation that brings everything that belongs to us back to us in God. So the reason why the Word of God, which was from the beginning, now became flesh, is to take blood. Hallelujah. And any spirit that does not confess that Jesus came by flesh and blood is an antichrist. So the mystery of Christ is that the Son of God could become flesh to take blood for redemption of humanity. That's the mystery of divinity. And today, that mystery will play out in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. So he received something by his blood that can be transmitted to our own blood. And I like the choice the Lord made. He chose blood. Now whatever enters your blood has invaded your life. If something grows in your hand, it can be cut off. If something is on your head, it can be removed. But if something enters your blood, it has invaded your whole body. So the Son of God took blood so that by putting his blood in us, by transfusing his own blood into our own blood, he can purify our whole system, spirit, soul, and body. And from today, as you partake of the blood of Jesus, your entire system is sanctified. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, watch this. The Son of God, who is the Word of God, lacked nothing. Everything he became on earth was for us. Psalm 68 verse 18. Psalm 68 verse number 18. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men. So every gift he received is for who? For men. Of course, the Bible says, when I said up on high, he set captivity captive, received gifts from men, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and all that. But that's not all the gift he received. He received other gifts, and every gift he received was for men. Look at it again. And that has ascended on high, that has led the captivity captive, and has received gifts for men. Say with me, every gift that Jesus received on his ascension after crucifixion is for me. Say, every gift that Jesus received on his ascension after his resurrection is for me. So he received the gift for men. Please let that enter into you. All he received is for men. He didn't receive it for himself, for he lacked nothing before. He was demoted in glory to become human being. So there was nothing to be gained by the Son of God being a human being. It was a demotion. It was a humiliation. That the God of glory becomes a human being. But you know what he came to do? To take flesh, and in it take blood, and therefore atone for our sins. So he to reclaim the earth and receive all that Adam lost and give back to us. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for all you received is for me. Look at it, he said, yea, for the rebellious also, that's for the sinners, that the Lord might dwell among them. So he received this gift to be able to bring God among the rebellious people like us. But look at verse 19. That's interesting. Look at verse 19. Verse number 19. Hallelujah. He said, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation. He said, Selah. I mean, think about this. So all these things he received, he loads it. It's a load. Someone say a load. And he loads up with it. When? Daily. All the benefits you received, all the gifts you received, is for our loading daily. No wonder he said, as often as you take this communion, as often as you use it. He wants us to daily have a load. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You know, when he woke up from the grave, you know what happened? You know, he was the sacrifice or the sacrificial lamb as well as the sacrifice itself. He was the sacrifice himself as well as the high priest himself. So he offered his blood because nobody could offer it. So he offered himself by himself. So the lamb of sacrifice was him. Yet the priest that is sacrificing is the same person. For no one could have sacrificed the Lamb of God. So he took the blood. I will explain that more in third service. He took the blood and offered it at the throne of God in heaven. So he literally ascended twice. He went once and came back again. But now it was on that offering of the blood that he began to receive. He received what belonged to men, which is the inverse I want to show you now. Look at it in Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. This is too interesting. Look at it. Revelation 5 verse 12. You know, when he made that offering, the scripture says that angels, myriads of angels and saints in heaven began to sing. And began to sing and say, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. So he was slain to receive something for men. To receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, which included your health, honor, glory, and blessings. Sevenfold load. And daily he loads us with what? These benefits. And this benefit is in where? In the blood. In the blood which he offered. He received it and packaged it in the blood and offered it. And when the angels saw it, when the saints in heaven saw it, when the 24 elders saw it, they were shouting. The Bible said they cried aloud and said, holy, holy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive this thing for men. Today, everything that you receive for you, you'll not miss any of them. Amen. They were saying in a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, to receive riches, to receive wisdom, to receive strength, to receive honor, to receive blessing. Lift your hand and say with me, worthy is the Lamb. Say, worthy is the Lamb who was slain for me to receive for me power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Hallelujah. Boy, if somebody receives something from me, I've got to receive it from him. No wonder Jesus said, take! This is my blood. Take! Take! I have received it for you. Take it! Can I have a bottle of the blood? I have received it for you. Take! Hallelujah. He said, I've received it for you. Here is the invoice. He read the invoice for you. Say, this thing I received for you contains power. It contains riches. It contains wisdom. It contains strength. It contains honor. It contains blessings. It contains glory. He said, I'm reading to you what is in it. So you can't have this and lack any of that. So in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'll not lack power, I'll not lack glory, I'll not lack riches, I'll not lack strength, I'll not lack honor. For the Lamb of God was slain, and he received from me by his blood this 7 package. Now I have the invoice. I won't miss any of them. Shout the loudest amen. Amen. You know, people travel to different bushes to do charm. And they give them some salt and they say, take, if you go now, spread this in your business, customers start working. And they do it and it works. It works. Even though their soul is bound and their life is chained, but it works, at least for some time. Why? Because those things were based on covenants made by blood of animals, or even blood of human beings. And then they draw some content of spiritual power and give to them. And they go with it. Now here, even angels were crying out in their thousands of thousands and saying, hey, hey, the Lamb of God was slain to gather these things for you. And he was slain. And he was carrying the blood to offer. And he was telling that the thing he received is in the blood. From today, I will not lack power. I will not lack riches. I will not lack wisdom. I will not lack strength. Strength means health as well. I will not lack honor. No shame around me. I am blessed. No more curses. Which means you cannot have this and talk of course is not possible. Hallelujah. I read something in Matthew 26:27 that gave me a new understanding completely. And he took the cup and he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. Drink. I started to search the root word there. He said, imbibe all of the content. That's what the Greek said. The word is spelled P-E-E-N-O-P-E-O. P-O-P-O, something like that. Imbibe all the content, he said. Drink all of it. Imbibe all the content of this portion. The cup is a portion. Drink all that's in that portion. Tell me, I will drink all of it. All the content of the cup. I'll drink of the power in it, the riches in it, the wisdom in it, the strength in it, the honor in it, the glory in it, the blessing in it, and I'll drink it daily. Hallelujah. For daily he loads us with benefits. Shout aloud, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. Think about this. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. Think about this. He said, the cup of blessing which we bless. The cup of blessing which we bless. Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? What do we call it? The cup of blessing. He said, the bread which we break. Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? Now watch this. The blessing was the last out of the 7. He was slain to receive power, riches, what again? Wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and what? Blessings. And the Apostle Paul, speaking to us by the Holy Ghost, said, the cup is what? The cup of blessing. Which means the content in it is what? Blessing. If it contains blessing, which was the last, what of strength? What if I say, the cup of strength which I drink? Okay, what if I say the cup of riches? Imagine taking a cup and say, I want to drink the cup of riches. Now, are you following me now? If it is called the cup of blessing, and it's not only blessing that was there, just told us the last of it, which seemed to have a cover of all of them. But it's more than that. In it is power. In it is riches. In it is wisdom. In it is strength. In it is honor. In it is glory. So if it's a cup of blessing, it can as well be the cup of riches. Imagine if you drink the cup of wealth every morning. How will you be broke? That's the question. That's the question. And we are not experimenting this. Some of us have lived in health for a long time by this same mystery. Because we drink a cup of strength every day called today. So you can't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. Imagine if you drink a cup of glory every morning. How will you, your life be in shame? So what are you drinking? The invoice is there for you. Check the content and enjoy it. Can you be on your feet? Open your mouth and thank the Lord for the opportunity He gave us in the blood. Ragadosia. He said, imbibe all of it. Imbibe it. Take the whole content. Don't leave some. It was a cup of blessing. If I spread it, there's blessing there. Wherever there's shame, if I pour it, it's also called the blood of sprinkling. The blood of sprinkling. Not only blood of drinking, sprinkling. Blood of sprinkling. Open your mouth and release your faith to this matter. It's the blood of sprinkling. Not only the blood of drinking, the blood of sprinkling. I can have this and lack anything. I can have this and lack anything. I drink power. So I cannot be empty. The cup of dunamis. The cup of dynamite. So I drink the cup of dynamite. No wonder. No wonder. The cup of dunamis which I drink. The cup of wealth. I drink the cup of wealth. The cup of riches. I drink the cup of wisdom, so I cannot be foolish. I cannot act foolishly. Open your mouth and mention the cup that you drink. What are you drinking? That's the question. You have an invoice in your hand. Check out the content. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed.